You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi, everyone. My name is AJ, and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mods, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, summoners.
Look at that.
Welcome to another pulse pounding. Lightning inducing.
Sure is.
Tower ascending.
Oh, you know it.
Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the Quetzalcoatlus, Aztec Olmec.
Good God.
But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the million year throw in Lightstar 777 with me.
And more importantly than anything ever in the history of ever, one of my absolute favorite people is back. One of my heroes of all heroes, Nelly the God, is here. The guy who taught me about hating on runes.
Rune efficiency.
Taught me.
Oh, yeah, that
efficiency.
Part.
Rune efficiency. Yeah. Yes. I needed to be retaught. I had to not only listen to our previous episode when you were talking rune efficiency, but I had to jump on your stream real quick and get schooled again. Again. So I'm like, I'm much better now. Sold all the crappy runes. What's up, Nelly?
Hey, how are you?
Yes, sir. Hey, not too shabby, man. Not too shabby. Over here chilling and mingling with y'all, man. Oh, I feel good, baby. I feel good. How we doing?
Excellent. Good. Loud, excellent, brown man from Texas here on the show.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
So we got topics. We have, questions as usual. I really want to know what Lightstar and Nelly's TOA hard team suggestions. One of our Discorderlies, E-Dub, he was asking about, the solo raid teams and, suggestions for that also.
I got feelings about that.
Your opinions on the, in the pre-show we were warming up and talking about, definitely want Nelly's opinion on the two times rewards for TOA, his opinions on the new units, the Robo and the Sky Surfer, Marty McFly or whatever.
Marty McFly skin.
Nope. They
that
got
one won't work unless you got power.
Oh,
is it any better?
And of course, normal RTA teams, arena defense teams, because we have the whole guild event going on, and I have not been a good guildie. But I plan to use this event to turn that around. You hear that? You loads go. Of fail. Aztec Olmec is
the guild around. You win your battle.
So we got lots of topics, and of course, I definitely want to make sure everyone checks out Nelly's birthday summons, because it's coming up on the 27th, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Right here this Friday.
Turning 21.
So happy early birthday to Nelly. Definitely check out his summoning session stream.
De 21 años.
Hopefully I'll be able to.
Muchísimas gracias, compay.
Ah, perfect. Perfect. So what do you want to talk about first? What do you want to, do?
I mean, I just got to know, other than your summon session, is there a food, a comida that is just pure birthday bliss?
Yeah,
for you?
What is your...
Is
your,
it like, do you have like a certain thing, cake you're going to get? I mean, are you getting like, are you getting caipirinhas? I mean, I know that's not...
Look at this man, he's going to grab some food,
are we getting empanadas? Like, what's
your birthday thing? Yeah, what's your birthday ritual?
No, well, my usual birthday ritual is just... You know how they say live every day like it's your last?
Yeah.
That's what you do on your birthday. I already requested the time off for with my PTO. I don't want to pay attention to no goddamn alarm. I don't want to pay attention to not one roommate, not one bill, not one. No. Just shut up. Me day. So really, food wise, anything really goes. I'm a very big, like 90% of my meals is protein. So like, give me a slab of meat and cut half of a baked potato and put it on the side. That look very appetizing to me. Yeah.
But, so like a New York porterhouse just lands on your plate. Okay. You're done.
Or you know what I'm saying? If you happen to have a tenderloin or something, you know what I'm saying? That could be something delicious too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That cut up some potatoes and some carrots on the side. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
spoken like a true Texan, though.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, I like meat.
You like beef? Like meat. It's what's for dinner. Life story. You have an interesting birthday ritual, also. What's up with that?
Oh, my swordfish steak.
Yes.
I buy swordfish steaks for myself and treat myself by cooking dinner for myself.
100%.
This man, go ahead. This man says swordfish, baby. Yes, what? I want me some Marlin, bitch. Yes, right? I like that.
Mine is crispy duck. It's so fatty that I can only eat it once per year. But I love fried duck on my birthday. That is my thing. Excellent.
Yeah, that sounds fire, sir.
Yeah, fried duck is ridiculous. It is like chicken, but fattier and less healthy. But fried, oh my goodness. But that's my birthday thing. Absolutely. So enough of all this food, because I'm getting hungry.
Oh, sorry.
You feel me, though. I'm over here filling up on water.
And my wife made some shrimp Alfredo, which is waiting for me, so...
Oh, I know you ready.
Let's get this show on the road.
It's like, this needs to keep going.
Onward and forward.
Absolutely. So what do you guys want to talk about first? TOA teams,
units? Being I'm doing TOA, and you beat TOA Heroic this month, like... First, what is your feelings about the packs for the doubling the prizes? And not just like that one, but like the monthly reward as well. Because we talked about it. Like, I definitely think at least the TOA one is, you know, pretty decent. Because, you know, you get like 4 5-star Rainbow Mon. You get several great scrolls, like... Pretty decent if you can clear both a month.
Exactly. No. That's where I feel like the biggest factor is, can you clear both without hesitation, without having to really, okay, I might need to take this person's runes off to put it on this person, I might need to change up this team, and then, like, if you got to do bouncing around, you are working too hard. This is a video game. Enjoy the video game. Yeah. Let's not forget that. Let's so, like, for fun. Me, exactly. Like, once you lose the fun factor in a video game, it is now work. Who here likes to work? And you're working for free, mind you. Who here likes to work? Mm-mm. It doesn't make sense. So if you can't beat it, I would say for TOA hard, probably not going to be the most beneficial for you. Is it beneficial when you can only do half of it? Not really, because even then you're forking over $10 and only getting 50%. That's like not getting full utility out of your gas. You know, I put $20 in, but I'm only using $10 worth. You're paying principal. I mean, you're paying interest instead of the principal. So I would say definitely not do that. Now, when it comes to the monthly one, these are all things that are 100% guaranteed. The Devilmon, the right now it's the 3 pieces of legendary, and you get 3 a day. So that's 6 a day for the next 6 days. I don't know about you, but there's value there. Yeah. Okay, I'm just saying. So, and you know, it's a duration. You're getting a double of everything.
You get the 2 light and dark. You get the 6 attribute scrolls. Then, so I mean, yeah.
Everything he equates.
I like the whole. I like the whole double thing. I'm a big fan.
If you are willing to spend the cash, though, of course, this. A game like this, gacha games aren't for everybody because some people prefer to be free to play, some people are not so free to play. I will admit, I've kind of dabbled in. I've been free to. I've been somewhat free to play for the last year. Let me put it like that. For the last year, okay? Because I am definitely not free to play. But like even recently, for the daily packs that was just mentioned by Lightstar, I have definitely bought the $5 one. I have definitely bought the $10 one. The $30 one is right there. And I'm looking at it like I was just like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, damn, you're less than a phone bill, baby. Like, what's good? Like, you are a cheap date. That's nice. And for the whole month, you give me stuff back? What girlfriend, you know, does that? No one. So I'm like, yo, you're looking pretty tasty right now. So that one is definitely a benefit if you have the $30 or the $32 and some change to get it. But one thing you have to do, you do have to take into account is how often do you log in? If you're not a person who logs in on a day-to-day basis, you might be ending on the 31st and you're only just barely getting the 23rd day, 24th day because you're a busy individual. If you are not a competitive, serious gamer when it comes to the Summoner's War, these packs are all optional and definitely can be off the table for you. You don't need it. These are just little benefits that can benefit you in the short term and in the long term. Because say if you're short, oh, I just need to do a few more runs. Those extra 30, 60 crystals that day, 90 crystals, that's 3 free runs right there you just got if you buy the $5 or the $10. So really, depends on your wallet, depends on your position in game, like what are you trying to accomplish. But if there is value there, oh, you damn right. Oh, you damn right.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
So what team do you generally use for most of your Toa Heroic run?
For that one, I would say 90% of it is going to be Beretta. It's very strange. Beretta, Fire Twins, Cocky. And that can take you, it took me to level 50 before I had to change something out because of the person who's at level 50. I think it's not Artemil or it's Halphus. So I had to switch out, put Colleen in there for the anti-heal. So that way when he does the strip, he doesn't heal. And then we could just do another round of brute force and kill him off. So that way it's done. But then moving forward, you're going to need control. You're going to need the occasional either dots or freezing. You need some kind of CC. So Jean is a good, like if you're going to have like bench warmers that people that you might, hey yo, switch you out, tag you in, like, you know, if you're gonna do like a 5-on-5 tag team matchup, I would say always have Jean, Varad on the side, because Varad with the AoE freezes, he has 2 of them, right. It is delicious. You don't get hit if they're frozen. Beautiful. Jean, if you can provoke everybody, oh, ça va, c'est très magnifique, because you're all going to be focusing her down and no one's going to be hitting anybody else.
How many languages do you speak, Mac? You're just a well of talent, man.
I appreciate that. Je parle français. I do speak. Le homa le ton ton oa.
Mama who?
I know some Chinese, I know some Cantonese, I should say. I know some Cantonese, some Mandarin, some Filipino, Tagalog specifically, Olongo a little bit, yeah. Vietnamese a little bit, Korean a little
what?
Bit. But for the most part, I know French, I know Spanish, I know English.
Gotcha.
But yes. Hey, que bueno. Yes, sir. How good it is, baby.
Excellent.
Todo bien.
Excellent.
In
el mundo, tú eres persona número uno.
Oh, thank you, G. You gotta stop, man. You're gonna make a brown man blush. You better stop.
Now, can't stop. If can you indulge me? Can you announce our show in Spanish like you did last time? It was just such a cool soundbite. But, you know, it's better. It's so nice we gotta do it twice. or three times.
But this time I'm not gonna butcher it with the Spanglish. I'm gonna start it off in Spanish. The title of the show is in English, so I will respect the name in English and then flip it back into Spanish when I do the introductions. So yes. Bienvenidos a todos aquí al stream de A Monsters Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Estamos aquí con el hombre, el magnífico. I know you see the man right here, but I know. Yo veo que tú puedes ver el hombre que está aquí, mi amor. Aquí está el Light Star, ¿me entiende? Y también allá atrás, further in the backside, ¿me entiende? Allá afuera. We got the man, the myth, the legend. I shouldn't be yelling because my roommate is working from home. So Aztec, my G, yo, I should have thought about that.
No, that's,
you gotta put your behind in the past.
That's all good, but that was sufficient, to be honest. That was pretty dope.
I had to make sure the man wasn't gonna stick his head out.
We have somebody watching the stream, Nelly. PG name just wants to know how's your day going.
Oye, pero PG, ya tú sabes, mire, yo estoy aquí disfrutando, yo estoy aquí con los amigos. Tamulando Summoner's War. Man, it's a beautiful day. I'm here chilling with the homies. We're playing Summoner's War. What you mean? Translations are brought to you in part by Johnson & Johnson Company. All
right. I love. If I find out he works for Johnson & Johnson, I'm going to laugh for at least a month.
Oh. Hey, I hope someone with the account that's called Johnson & Johnson follows y'all. And I'll be like, yo, that's official. No, Johnson & Johnson was here. Did y'all not know?
Did y'all not hear?
So we definitely
hear the message.
We definitely need your opinions on the new units, the Robos, the Sky Surfers. The Surfer's Day.
Marty McFly.
Yeah, Marty. I have yet to get either of them, so I definitely want you two guys' opinion on one or both or what have you.
See, I could definitely speak on behalf of the Robos because I have all of them except Light.
Excellent.
So I've been able to mess around. As you can see, I got water, fire, dark, and wind right here. I got to read up on them. Skilling up the dark, the fire one first, then dark, because I like how it is a low key. It's a low key stripper, right. Which is I find it to be very tasty on skill 2. Attacks all enemy 3 times each. Has a 30% chance to remove a beneficial effect. So 3 times, 30% chance you get all 3. That's a 3. That is a 3 buff cleanse off each individual. That's pretty goddamn scrumptious. Now it's not no Tiana where everything's, or is it Tiana? I think that's her name. Yeah, Tiana. She's the 100%. Like you can't block that. Right. But one thing I do like about this is a Nat 4 that does this. You don't see a lot of Nat 4 cleansers. Let's just be real.
That's true.
Nat 4 cleansers by themselves are very rare and few in between. So this is like, imagine now that Jogun no longer has the pushback. This is a mediocre Jogun. If you do not have Jogun right now for RTA, you got to fire Robo. Have some fun. You can't put somebody away, but you put it on Despair. It does do AoE. If you could get the chance to knock back or stun somebody, the skill 1 automatically gives you a 50% chance.
Right.
But if the way I see it, if you put it on Despair, have that multi-hit, 3 hits per person. That's 3 opportunities per ninja that you get the opportunity to stun. They can't hurt you if they're stunned. Once again, that's one thing that I love about AoE comps, which is very popular right now because we're in the RTA comp that it's a bruiser comp and everyone does AoE damage. Momo with the second skill claps everybody. You know what I'm saying? The what's it called? The brothers, the Brush Boys. Each one of them individually has an AoE on them.
Yeah. Hey, gang.
Hey gang, what's going on, y'all? Yeah. Like his name is a phrase.
Yeah.
It's like I'm waiting for the monster. What's up, y'all? Like, hey, like, yo, yo, did you get what's up, y'all? Nah, man, y'all need to try to get what's up, y'all. So yeah, the naming has been interesting because they're getting to more generic names. Like, dude, I'm waiting for it, man. Let's get back to the unique names. I'm waiting for Sharkeesha. Once we get Sharkeesha, the game is over, baby.
That's gonna be the Charger Shark Queen for sure.
The Charger Shark, the female shark, yes, Mother Shark, yes. Mother, you know, shark. Like. Yeah, yes, come on now. Like,
finally, Zephicus has a mommy.
Zephicus has a mom. I like how you actually, I bet you like half the people who are going to watch this video are going to be like, who's Zephicus? Yeah, learn the names of some of these people. Yeah, come on, these guys are great.
I keep intending to build Zephicus just as a protest piece because, we checked the usage the other day on the Charger Sharks and he had nothing. Not one person was doing anything with it. Them. We're like, really? Really? Not one? Not a single usage? Nobody
wants
room into an arena be like,
his usage is food. Fun? Emergency food. That's all it is.
Emergency food. Damn, do I not have another one? Screw it. I got this guy. Hey, but no. That's why one thing I was saying about like the Robos that I was really loving. The dark one is damn near a twin of the fire one, except for it has the damage of the water kung fu girl.
Oh, damn.
Excellent.
So the damage increases by 10% for each harmful effect on the enemy. And, you know, you're only fighting 4 against 4, but you attack 8 times. That means there's a possibility one person, if you only got one person on the field, but that person that is the hardest person for you to kill on their team, this guy's knocking you 8 times by himself. You put some decent enough damage on it. What are you, an HP type or something? Do we need to make a bruiser? You're an attack type even, so you better be coming through with that come through. We'll have some accuracy though. But yes, like mine's on Vile Will.
Right.
But yes, my stats are horrendous, but I've just been playing with it in the scenario.
Excellent.
But like this, so delicious. I like it. Continue.
Still there, bud?
I mean, I am. Did he freeze for you?
That's
what I was asking.
He did freeze. He did freeze for me. He was so on a roll, too. Nelly, come back! You can blame it all on me.
Tell us something about your RTAT. Nelly, come back. Can't do it all on our own.
Well, he'll be back.
Yeah, I will say, he is right. Like, when I was reading through all the robos.
Right.
I definitely... I definitely think it was very good. Very good. Oh, I'm trying to find the appropriate thing here for. I'm just going to close both of his windows real quick so that we're. Oh, no, I won't bother with that. But yeah, the fire robo is the only one that I actually have myself as well. And when I was reading through his abilities and all, I definitely was intrigued.
Yeah, I mean, they seem pretty versatile. I mean, I heard they strip. You got a budget art master going on, so yeah, that's...
Well, I mean, and you can make it very tanky. Hmm.
But what about the whole self-destruct thing?
That's not that one. That's one of the others.
Okay.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one that explodes and revives with... 1 HP. But, you know, I still maintain, you know, I've been thinking about that one, you know. It's not bad. Like, I mean, if you think about it, like, even though he explodes, you know. PG name put his into the storage defense force.
SDF. SDF.
Love the good old storage defense force. but I don't know, I think, like, with a decent healer,
right.
You know, I mean, there's not even a cooldown on his passive, right? So, like, you kill him, he comes back with 1 HP, and you can't hurt him, and he recovers 25 HP every turn, and he returns to his original state when, you know... when he's back to 100%. So
right.
You could literally have him revive after being killed, and he can't get a single harmful effect until he's back at 100%. Which, you know, that's pretty amazing, you know? I don't know.
Honestly,
I feel like it's like it pairs so nicely with his own S2 ability. Rashiboshi feels he's the most useless of them. You know, Rashiboshi, I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong here. I just think it's a very interesting mechanic, and having not, you know, played with it.
Ah, he's back. Excellent.
How beautiful. How beautiful.
Hey, I was still watching the stream on the phone, so I didn't miss...
How do you miss a beat? This is a pro right here.
A beat. Excellent. This is professional. But, you know, so, Nelly, Rashiboshi, who's watching the stream, he was asking about the water robo, which I don't have that one, but I'm very intrigued by it. I am fascinated by him because, you know, he self-destructs and does AoE, right? AoE damage to all enemies based on his HP, which could be awesome. And then he basically comes back, and if you speed tune it, your healer could go next, bring him back up, plus he's going to get 25%, you know, HP every turn.
Yeah, no, like, he... This weird... This thing, okay? Let me talk about this thing. Like, first off, it's... Okay. This is... Okay. Like we're... Like, I'm just saying, this is like that premature high schooler, right? Yo, he explodes, right? Now, four whole turns to get back up to attack one more game to wait four more to, like, it's, I don't know, it's a very uniquely designed unit. A suiciding machine.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of dig that they're at least trying something new.
Right.
You know? Like,
mm-hmm. Definitely that.
New abilities and things. I mean, that's nice. Right?
Yeah.
We like that.
Definitely appreciate the new, like, thought processes and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It's a 7-year-old game. They have units of all shapes and sizes. But I don't think there's anyone that offs himself. And take you with them. That's a new mechanic.
For all my One Piece fans, like, ooh, that's like what happened to
Krillin.
That's like what happened in the arc.
I'm sorry. He's like the Krillin. He's like the what's the little dude? Not Krillin. Krillin always gets.
Sue.
Thank you. Thank you. Tien, it's for you. Good times.
But makes sense though, because it's like that plentiful amount of bombers. A suicide nation. The only thing I don't like is that fort. It just is healing itself. That's it's like a slime token in Yu-Gi-Oh. He's just a placeholder. He's just. You're just there, G. I can sacrifice your ass, G. You ain't nothing. So, I don't know. Like, that's the only thing. Like, once it does that big hurrah, like, all right, we just wait for it to come back. Hey, guys, I have an idea. Kill it first.
You know, I'm just waiting for somebody to put, like, 50,000 HP on him and him just one-shot an entire team. With his S2.
I actually like that. I do like that idea because, I mean, at the end of the day, he would be a giant. Is more of a, what's that thing called? More of a bruiser. Because you ain't taking him out, but. Throw some crit. Rage on that ass. Oh my god, that explosion can definitely do some. And like we discussed earlier, like say despair or something, if you can stun a few people in that process, whoever's still left over, you're stunned. You're not going to attack me, but since you have low health, you guys off little by little.
Gosh, definitely. I agree with that. I do have a question. What are your thoughts on this solo raid thing? Because I'm going to sum up, we talked about this 1 week, but my feeling is, if I can go into the world with other people and I can raid BJR5,
right?
Why can't I just, if I want to put the time and the energy into building 3 BJR5 teams of my own, why can't I just do that? Why can't I just build the teams that I want to play with by myself? Like, I have to build 3 unique teams just to be antisocial? What's that about?
Wow. Hey, I like the way you described that, G. That is nice. Oh, for the solo doloist of all of us. Like, is that what you want to do? But, like, for me, I don't believe you're a multiple of the exact same unit when it comes to R5. So you would be able to, like, have multiple, because only one account can have one of that unit, correct?
Right. Yeah, but that's my problem, is, like, it seems like such a slap in the face to give us something so tantalizingly close to cool and then, like, have a mechanic that makes it kind of lame.
I mean, I would definitely agree with that, because if we all could just do JB5, take a lot more time, technically we could do our own 30-second runs. I would... Who's to it. That, okay? I'm just saying. Right now, the way I'm currently...
Freeze again on you.
James, a minute and a half, but... They're meant to be tanky and meant to support each other and heal and cleanse and all that jazz. They're still holding it down. It's like Baeliger, just do as much damage as you can before you die, and then let the easier teams take over. So I didn't really go out of my way to build two fast teams to be very complimentary to the Baeliger team.
Right.
And maybe I am hindering myself there because of the speed quality, the more runs you can get off, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, for a solo team with two teams being regular R5, under 2 minutes, I'm actually pretty happy about that. I'm pretty sure you guys are aware, I'm not really big on speed chasing. Unless it's runes for RTA, I don't really chase speed, because usually everything in scenario or in the scenario kind of theme of the game,
right,
everything's already kind of strategically limited already. It's almost as if you're fighting monsters without runes. So you should automatically win because you have runes. So that's why I don't really take scenario that seriously. Like, where I really put my focus on is more so RTA speed teams, or, like, you know, turn one teams, or things of that nature.
Right.
Now, have you gotten any especially tasty runes lately? And follow up to that, I hate that I get triple S in the Rift Raid bosses and I still get poopy runes. I think it's the biggest slap in the face that I worked hard to get these teams able to slap these bosses, and I get rewarded with a 3-star white rune for my time and effort.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will admit, anytime I get a rune from any Rift Raids, that's an automatic, that's free mana for me. I do not use any of those runes. Determination, the accuracy one that I forgot what the name is. I know the focus one, but the other one, the all accuracy one, like no, none of those are worth value. JB5 proved that fight runes can have some value, but at the end of the day, I want to rune up one individual to be strong enough, like a Laika, to be able to handle a bit of pain, but still give out an ass whooping. I still want to rune everybody properly. Each individual is an individual. Treat them as such. I wasn't a big fan of building JB5 because it's like all these people are built up to give this one guy a bunch of power. Why are we wasting our time focusing one guy when we can have a full team of everyone who does a sufficient amount? Like I said, I had a R5 team, regular R5 that I would play with a bunch of other people, 44, 45 second regular R5. So I'm only dropping 14 seconds, 15 mm-hmm. seconds. I was our teams were built proper and well enough that we didn't have to do a JB5 team. We were still under a minute easily. Mm-hmm. But of course, with all the trends and stuff, screw it, as content creators, as we all are, like, we have to at least try to see if we have what it takes to build that team. That's the only reason why I have a Tricaro. That's the only reason why I have the Dot Giants team. I don't really care for those teams because these are all morally speed teams for mid to late game people. It's like, but these aren't mandatory teams.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like,
yeah,
when it comes down,
building a 5 Skogul team is just for funsies.
Exactly. Like that's the stuff. That's the stuff, baby. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
Like,
experiment. Good time.
Exactly. Like for me, one of my biggest thing is if I'm doing giants, dragons, necro, all that jazz, right. I'm not running with a single nat 5. Why? Because if we get to use runes and the AI doesn't, our nat 4s are overpowering, you know, giants and dragons and necro. So why do you need to use a nat 5? Are your runes that lackluster? I'm gonna need you to farm more then, because your nat 4 should be able to do that. Are you really using a Sierra there? Why? She should be prepped for guild war, guild siege, and RTA. Like right. What is she doing over here in the easy section?
It's like
taking LeBron James and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant to a pickup game at the preschool. Like you're over
preschool. Oh no,
it's overkill. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Seriously.
Did you ever watch
that movie Trainwreck that LeBron was in?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I did not.
He didn't okay. play himself very well. I don't know if that
See,
makes any sense.
This is the difference.
Wait,
where I thought his deadpan terrible acting was the best characterization of LeBron I've ever seen. Aztec was not feeling it. He was not having any.
Dude, that's money though! Dude, you so bad at acting you can't even be yourself. Oh boy.
Matt Damon.
Like, gee, what are you doing? Just talk normally. Yes. Why are you being awkward, gee?
Oh, man.
Does your wife know you like yeah. this, gee? Are you always an underperformer?
But I love that analogy that you made. I mean, you really shouldn't have your Nat 5s. Your Nat 5s, well, most Nat 5s are, you know, pretty much RTA units. I don't think you should be using your, unless it's like a fusible Nat 5, like a Sigmaris or something. You know,
yes.
But you're...
I don't even consider those Nat 5s because anybody can get them. There's anybody no, like, challenge to getting right. them. Like, yeah. So you didn't farm? You didn't grind them out? And you didn't make them? That's a you problem, bro. That's a you problem, G. But like once you're done with the fusions, right. it's like now when you're getting to premium Nat 5s, once in a great while Nat 5s, you're really worried about scenario with that? Like is that really where our priorities are? Like, don't you already, before you got this Nat 5, don't you have a team that's beating it right now, doing great?
Right.
That you farm on the daily? Yeah. So why are you going to change up that team just because I got something new? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. What are you doing?
There's no reason to.
I have an impulse control problem.
I have an impulse control. Hey, I have that when I get a new Nat 5. It is automatically 5-6 star maxed, and I'm trying to devil mine it. I'm probably not going to touch it for 6 months.
Accurate.
Excellent.
So what do you think about the proliferation of Lulu and friends in Arena and RTA being a first pick monster all the time now?
Being a person who first picks him all the time, it feels good, you know what I'm saying? If I got first turn, I'm picking it. Yeah. You feel me? I do run a Momo comp, so Momo, Triana, Lulu, Momo, Fran, Lulu, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to mix it up here and there with what you have and what they're picking against.
Right.
But I mean, like, one case scenario everybody has available.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to fight it, ban it. Boom. Mm-hmm. RTA, the biggest complaint is every team, then ban it. Or take it yourself, but do something about it. Don't bitch about it. Do something about it. Either you're going to take it, or you don't have it, then you better ban it. Let's use our brains. Let's not use our anger, because all you're going to do is yell at an inanimate object that's not even listening to your ass. And it's just like... Like, you're not going to go anywhere with that. Like, at the end of the day, we can all be frustrated at Summoner's War for different reasons. Violent procs, the summoning rates, things and that. Woo out the bam. But if you can control it, worry about that. If you can't control it, wash your hands of it. We don't control summoning rates. I got summons. Yo, let's have a good time. Let's see what happens. There you go. Have no prejudgment of what you're going to get, because then you're just going to let yourself down. Ain't it terrible when you let yourself down? Isn't that the one person you're not supposed to let down? Yourself? See, so why would you set yourself up for such glory just to get slapped back down to reality? Like, nah, stay up here. Like, little things like that can make this game so much more beneficial and enjoyable to players. If they can just separate that. And I understand the FOMO. The FOMO is a real thing. For all you guys who don't do stock, FOMO is a very easy thing to comprehend. Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you one thing that makes this game super enjoyable is Nelly the God stream. If you've never seen this man stream before,
I encourage you
because honestly, like, you gave me a couple of tips. The last, I think it was the one, the climb the TOA stream. It was like, I don't know, a Sunday or two ago, but man, that really like reinvigorated the, I don't know, the summoning in me. It was awesome, man. So if you ever like want to, if you're coming back to Summoner's War, watch one of Nelly's streams, and that'll kind of give you,
or watch all of them,
or watch all,
just
of
all.
But you know, even something simple as like selling the rune efficiency. You know, I listened to our previous episode that we talked about rune, and then of course you reinforced it on your stream. Am I the only one not hydrating?
Wait. Yep.
Boy, I need you to get you some water.
We good.
Wait, hold on. We good. Hold on, I got you. We got one. We got two. Hold on. We got some more. I know we got more. Get that one.
This is from last stream.
And you see, he got just as much as me. And he got just as much as me, G. Like, what we doing? Yo. We got to get on that plant life. We need some water in our lives.
Oh, man. But, yes.
Need to hydrate, my friends.
Definitely tune into this man's stream if you need some summoning inspiration. Absolutely.
I just want to chit-chat, man. I want to shoot the breeze and talk some smack. Yo, please do.
We all have
our own little feelings. For real, though.
Of course, Summoner's War, some football. I think it was a Sunday, so I think I was watching some preseason football. And, you know, I think...
Y'all were the ones who let me know preseason started. I was like, oh, what? Let's get it.
You're a Bears fan, aren't you?
Sir, yes, sir.
Excellent. Very cool. War Bears. War Bear fans.
Even that much to the fact that my League of Legends icon is actually the blue bear, like Chicago Bears blue and orange, and I was like, y'all got a blue, that's me too, baby, right there.
Gotcha. Excellent. But yeah, did you any news on the Sky Surfer? Any thoughts or opinions about Marty McFly or Jackson, who is the, I think he, I forget which one of them.
No, see. Okay, no, yeah, was it Marty?
No, it was.
No, because I know they all got generic names. They all got very bland.
I'm pretty sure Jackson's the dark Sky Surfer, but that was the only one that stuck in my head because of Michael Jackson, of course. But
John, Mile, Oliver, Daniel Jackson. All right, now see, like, yeah, these are all like, I know plenty of Johns in my life. These are all typical names, John. Miles, like, the only reason I like this name, the water one, Miles. Okay, for all you Sonic the Hedgehog people, what is Tails' first name?
Miles per hour.
And it's per, like, you digs, yes. Mile per hour, let's go. Like touching base with two different aspects all in one name. Top shelf.
What did you think of the Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
We don't talk about those things.
I liked it. Jim Carrey was the beast. He was excellent. You know, he did a great job. I was rooting more for Robotnik than Sonic, which is strange. But I kind
of
like it.
Which is definitely out of pocket.
Yeah.
See, you can't lie though, because like I will resonate something that stands to what you just said. When's the last time you saw Jim Carrey do anything bad? Don't you dare say Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. That was beautiful.
One of my favorite movies ever.
And number 20, the number 24, like, yo, he played that.
I never saw that one.
I'm trying to remember what it was. It was something in the middle of all the good movies. The Majestic, that's the one. Yeah. I didn't care for it.
I liked it just because we all kind of already know Jim Carrey's personality.
Yeah.
So, All right, something a little more intricate, but still very similar to what he's used to doing. Like, no, I'm like, okay, cool. This man is a, he is water. Put him into anything, he'll become it. Go ahead. Give that boy a script. He'll do it.
If we're talking Jim Carrey, we gotta talk Liar, Liar. That was one of the best.
Wait, hold on. Your dad's a chat. He's a liar. Lost control of themselves.
Yep.
First, GZ Leo the Leo for pulling Daniel. Woo! Rashi Bush says, Cable Guy.
Cable Guy, great one.
Down, down, down.
Written
that
going
down, of course. I think he's serious.
Yo, that was fire, though. I really did like Cable Guy.
Yo, Rashi, shout out to you, because I forgot. How did I forget about Cable Guy? Very cool.
My G. Keep doing what you do, baby. Keep doing what you do. I see you. You see me seeing you? I see you, Daddy. Mm-hmm. That was nice. JC, I'm telling you, there's nothing that he can't really. I think every comedian has their one horror thing, like, you know, the number 24, Jim Carrey, photo booth, Robin Williams. I'm like, yo, for comedians, these guys can play some gruesome yiddings. Yeah. I respect it.
Excellent.
Oh. Don't worry, you're not missing out. Daniel sucks.
Right?
Hey, you know what, Leo? You know what? Spoken like a true Leo, you know, sharing, expressing yourself, like taking charge. I like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see you, sir.
That's why Donatello was better. Just saying.
Whoa.
Back to the Sky Surfers. Back to the. Oh, yes. I think that's what we were talking about.
That's why we were here.
Yeah, man. Good. That's
what we're going to talk about now, even if it wasn't what we were talking about.
Yeah, so Jackson, skill 2, with attacks the enemies and removes all beneficial effects with 80% chance and stuns the enemies with a 30% chance. The only thing that bothers me, it's to one enemy, attacks the enemy, not all enemies, but removes all beneficial with an 80% chance?
All of them.
Like, that is scrumptious. If you have someone that is like... You know, like you have like the person who runs the Chloe comp because they have that one individual that just is not allowed to die.
Right.
Perfect. I can damn near infinity cleanse that, because you see it at 4 and 5. You got the no, the harmful effects is at 3 and 6, but you're going to get that 20% on that. So I'm just saying that kind of makes it pretty tasty. It's not a Tiana. Once again, it doesn't do the, it's inevitable. It's not blockable. But 80% chance with the opportunity of getting to 100% chance, that is nothing to sneeze at. If you do happen to get this luck of getting this Nat 5 compared to a Tiana, you have yourself a stripper. It's a solo strip, but it's damn near guaranteed. Like, definitely worthwhile. First one is pretty much the thing everyone has. Attacks with the board, absorbs 50% of the power with 50%. So you can take some. That's not bad.
Yeah. Excellent.
With the other ones, I haven't heard too much except for the fire one, which is, of course, the one that's over-publicized right now. I do believe there is a few videos on YouTube as well. So I'm not sure if it was Shambi or if it was Bagelmon who ended up posting something just recently. But I was like, if you are seeking knowledge, definitely there's a plethora of people who play different ways,
right,
dropping videos as well. So you could see it from two different angles.
Now, Nelly, I do have a very near and dear to my heart thing to ask you, though.
Okay.
We have talked about this for about a month now.
Yeah.
I feel very passionately that we should be able to use the unawakened look of monsters, because, quite frankly, some of the unawakened monsters, like, I don't know, Beth, look really cool. Without any awakening animation.
Aspects. Says otherwise.
The Neostone agents. Because back to the camo. They have the beret and the camo. And they look cooler.
Well, the Neostone fighter.
Yeah. The Neostone fighters definitely look cooler. You know, they even got like that whole DOA Bayman look with the, you know, with the
And
the
their beret. Scar goes away
they
when
do.
You awaken
they
them.
They actually do.
Yeah, so that's...
And a cool scar goes away when you awaken them.
So we'll talk about
Like I have this gentleman. I have Lucas.
Yeah,
he looks nice. You know, like he got the tattoos. He got the pants. But like this is more like street attire. This is more like Grand Theft Auto. I would say this could have been the awakenings of these guys. I mean, this is one thing. I really wish the suit the suit and tie business would have been. And then this would have been the, you know, if you want to get like a skin for it, to make it look more like a rebellious person. Because that business suit, that is sharp.
Yeah.
That looks a little bit more professional. If these guys are professional killers, these are, you know, these are agents. You know,
they should. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I feel
exactly. You have a field agent who is fully camoed out. You know, you got your Kevlar, you got your backpack, you got your supplies with you. You have your, you know, you have an agent who's no longer a foot soldier, but say, you know, he has a desk job and stuff. But if he's still called into duty, he still knocks on the door, fully suited up, James Bond on that ass.
Jack Ryan.
I'm like, I'd like, mm-hmm. Ooh, you feel me? So it's like, yo, that would have been a great rendition to this. And if you wanted him to look like a hoodlum with all that power, then something like this with the scar on the eye and the whole Dago top, like this is more rebellious compared to like what he is originally. Like he's a soldier here. He's a fighter here. So I say keep it with that tradition.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that little haircut that they have in the back. Something I just saw.
I don't know why. It's just something I have felt for so long that some monsters just look cooler, completely unawakened.
I mean, even
to them.
Even for that fact, a lot of the ladies might think that a Gemini that looks like this is a lot more cuter and would prefer to have something a little more cutesy. So that touches base with the female side of the Summoner's War aspect. I like this cute little guy. Like, why does he have this? He looks dumb. This is so cute. Like, this could actually bring some joy to somebody. So definitely, like, just looking at it from a different perspective, like from a lady's perspective, the Barbarian Kings look amazing. Do they really need the one robotic eye? Probably not, because they still look dope. And it's kind of like having a sleeper unit for some of you car enthusiasts. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Completely stock on the outside, baby,
but
the inside
modded.
You know what I'm saying? That's where you hear the boost. That's where you hear the pssst, like oh, nothing. That was nothing. That's what you heard.
You know, so that's like my favorite part of every Fast and Furious movie.
Exactly, and then you might get a little bit of flame being kicked back from the exhaust for some reason. Yeah. So smog, you're getting flames, but okay.
They didn't have a lot of sealant in their engine.
No, and it must have been just a pipe straight out. Pipe. Yeah, exactly, straight out. No.
So,
but like,
about,
yeah,
it's about time to do some summoning. I mean, I don't. Think, I know you were saving up for your summon session, so. I'm going to summon a couple of mysticals.
Is
saving up for his birthday summon session, which is going to be next year in March. So, are you going to do your summoning stones this particular week, or what you doing?
You know, I'll let Nelly decide. I have the wind demon, but I was thinking about waiting for two more weeks until it's Praha and the Unfair Bear.
That is actually what I am waiting for too. Like the Rico one that just passed, I was itching. And then was it next week? I think all three are the ones next week I do not own. I don't have a Water Brush Boy. I don't have an Oki, and I don't have a Ophelia, I believe. No, it's not Ophelia. What is it?
Luis.
There you go. That's the wind one. So. I don't have either one of those, so that is legitimately an opportunity for me to actually get something new instead of when Unfair Bear comes out. I already have a Praha and I already have the other gentleman in the back, so it's like I am literally risking it to get more blessings, I guess you could say. But it's like I want Unfair Bear. Like this is a violent thing internally. I've been itching for it. Like anytime I hear somebody say, man, I just got my third, you shut the hell up, your dirty little mouth. Don't you dare talk evil about this wonderful gloriousness. Okay, right. That is Fang. You leave Fang alone because he'll hit you with that yawn. Like, no, like, I need him. Like, I want him. I need him. This is a must right now. And I'm like, literally, when the beginning of the month, those L&D packs that come out, the 1350s, wind. No. Give me a Wind Brush Boy. What's his name? Oh, Chung-Pong. Can I fuck with your boy? I just want one. You know, I don't want to be greedy. Don't give me no skills. I'll just take one.
Be greedy.
Because this game does not reward greed. So, like, we have to be merciless as possible so that way the game will pity us to be like, you know what? Damn, you did summon like 100. Give that boy some lightning.
That's why I'm saving all my L&D for my birthday, because, you know, I want to see if I can get one nat 5 in a right year now, of saving L&Ds.
I only have 5 right now, and that is without, I do get paid on like Thursday at midnight.
Yeah.
So, you know, Friday, if I do have the day off, that's like, yo, I mean, the check just came in, you know what I'm saying? Let me get some bills to the side, and, you know what I'm saying? Let's take a look at that. Let's zoom in, zoom out, you know what I'm saying? Grab your phone again, double check the bank account real quick, look back, okay? I mean, right now, I am currently sitting at 128 mysticals, one of each element, 5 L&Ds,
right.
two legendaries, and 1 legendary all attribute.
Excellent.
I want to make that bigger.
No, oh, I hear you.
And especially since I'm going to be using my stone. Because my stones are already almost at 2,500, so almost 50 summons. I hope for a bear. I want a bear, so I will not be utilizing this.
Bear, you know, that's,
yes, that's the goal. Yes, no. I'm going to do like, okay, y'all remember when like Ashley was singing like at the mall, and you know how like Carlton and Carlton and Will had to be her backup? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I want us to do that together because we both got it. Like, you know, like, absolutely. If that happens on stream, I promise you, I'm knocking everything out of my way. I'm doing the Carlton dance too. You know, he hit it with that, he started waxing. Right? Yeah, no, he started getting it. Like, oh, I'm going to do it all, my G. I swear to you. You know, I'll play some Barry Manilow. Like, G. Like, no.
It's not unusual.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Play dance like Carlton. So I'm going to count it down. Because I didn't count it down one time, and I got a nat 5, and that's besides the point. Hopefully we get the Nelly bump, and one of us gets a nat 5. So I'm going to count it down as usual. 3, 2, 1, and summon. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
That's the way you gotta think about it, yes sir. That's the way you gotta think about it.
I think the SP button is cursed, if I'm being 100% honest.
Well, you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
I often think I should not use this button, right?
Of course you should. Why not?
My last summoning session, I literally asked chat, should I try it? Because last time we did this, it wasn't the best. But they said, you know, scared money don't what? And I was like, all right.
A little lightning. Look at me go.
I got 2 net 4s so far.
Hey, look. I got a new unit. I got the wind robo.
Excellent.
Nice.
You got the Nelly bump.
Got the Nelly bump indeed.
Now we need some nat 5s to come through though. Come on.
I am happy I got any lightning at all.
Hey, there you go. Ooh, no more lightning. Let's go. Keep it coming. What's up, psycho? Damn, I keep forgetting it's working.
No. I was hoping.
Well,
yeah, I could understand why my big sister used to be so mad at me, G. I am a loud motherfucker.
You know, so it's all part of your charm.
As they say, make a joyful sound unto the Lord.
Woo! Hey, I like that, though. Loki, you know who you just reminded me of? You reminded me of Tom from One Piece. Ooh. Hey, if you're going to do anything, you got to do it with some gusto. I was like, yo, I like that. Loki, I really like that. If you're going to do anything, do it with some gusto. Absolutely. Do it with your best. Let's get it.
That's why we do this show. That's why we have energy gods like Nelly the God on, you know, to provide us with some, not only good lightning, but just some good energy, you know what I mean?
You know, those are some great rates for only a few summons. Hey, yeah. Like, you still got like 3 or 4 lightning, so, hey, for most people, it'll take like 50 scrolls. I got my second lightning, guys.
Both Lightstar and I are blessed with good luck. maybe not in Summoner's War, but just in just games in general.
As a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that luck, baby. Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah. So I got to meet Nelly in my life, you know? That's a blessing beyond measure.
So Lightstar, who are we shouting out this week?
Nelly the God. Love that guy. You know, everybody who came and hung out in the chat, you know, Leo the Leo, Psycho, Rashi Boshi, PG Name, all y'all who came and hung out. All the lurkers who are in the chat, you know, we love you too.
We appreciate it.
You know, all the Discord earlies. I know we're streaming a little bit later than we normally would on a Wednesday, but it might be a little bit more than normal because Aztec's schedule changed.
Got a new job, so it's going to be more like late night MRGTSW. But I definitely want to shout out E-Dubs. Thank you for the topic. Everybody who is a part of our Discord and gives us, you know, topics to talk about. We definitely appreciate it. Definitely want to shout out Nelly the God, of course. Definitely want to shout out JD the Gamer because we'll try to get him on, you know, one more time. Yeah. And I definitely
and he just moved, so I know his setup has got to be like nice and like all put together. Let's go.
Good news. So yeah, we're gonna reach out to him. Hopefully, we will get him.
I'd like to be put together.
But that about wraps it up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War, streaming every Wednesday. Our podcast comes out on Saturdays, some other time. You know, definitely check out Nelly's birthday stream on the 27th of this month. Definitely want to shout out Lightstar 777 because without him, can't do the show. Can't do the show without him.
Actually, true. He needs me here to talk to him. He gets weird when he's talking to himself. I've seen it.
Hey, yo, a brief side note,
yes.
A little bit of appreciation to Derpenstein, Angry Rookie, and Gal Cutie, who were also in the stream earlier.
Excellent.
All
right. Angry Rookie. I remember that. Yeah, excellent.
Angry Rookie. Yeah.
Excellent. Shout out to you. Very cool. So
thank you, all you three as well, for coming hanging.
Definitely appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Salute. But yeah, that about wraps it up. New episodes every Saturday. Reach out to us on MRGTSW on Instagram, MRGTSW on YouTube, MRGTSW on Facebook, MRGTSW on Reddit, at Rancher's Guide on Twitter. And MRGTSW at Gmail. And last but not least, our Discord, Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe, where we talk about all kinds of stuff, Genshin Impact, Elite Dangerous, No Man's Sky, all types of other games.
If you're a gamer, baby, definitely come by.
Yeah.
Please, you are not alone.
Absolutely. But that's it for us. Everyone. Everybody, have a great week. Live